Near FM.
I'm going to introduce my two guests now. Good morning, ladies. I'm going to introduce you by good morning. Alison Gilliland, our wonderful ex-Lord Mayor of Dublin, and also Clodagh Finn. Good morning, both of you. I am so delighted you're here. I've got your book in front of me here. I'm going to interrogate the two of you. Good morning.
Great.
Good morning.
Well, ladies, first of all, I love the book. And what a wonderful book for a Christmas present. Her Keys to the City. Now, I was telling our listeners earlier, it's honouring the women who made Dublin. Now, we can't go through all the women, but first of all, Alison, tell us a little bit, how did the idea come up? And then, Clodagh, I'm going to interrogate you how you wrote the book.
It was about this time last year, Moira, I was, as you said, the Lord Mayor, and one of the privileges the Lord Mayor has is to award the freedom of the city, and that's to people who have made a significant contribution to the city of Dublin. There was a rather glaring gender imbalance in all of those who had received the freedom of the city, and what I'd hoped to do was to address that by going back in history and awarding a freedom to a woman for every time a man got one. But unfortunately, to get the freedom of the city, you have to be alive because you have to sign the register. So while I did award the freedom to three amazing women last June, what I decided to do, because I still really wanted to acknowledge women from our history, you know, that have really contributed and are very under-acknowledged, not really well known in some cases. So the book was the alternative. So it brings together 80 amazing women, and that's the gender imbalance between those who are males who have got the freedom of the city and those who are females. And it's sort of starts way back with Anna Parnell, born in 1780. So it's sort of the 1800s. Right up to modern day. So 80 fantastic women all have a Dublin connection and all really contribute to the socio-economic, political, cultural history of our city.
Well, Alison, I have to say the idea is just brilliant. I don't even think the word brilliant covers it. Now, I have to say, I am a real dub. When I say I'm a real dub, I have a great-grandfather, grandfather, my father and my generation, but real dubs. But I have to say, the book, Clodagh, the book is magnificent. And how, I mean, the two of you got together, but the book is absolutely amazing. And I'm looking, and what Alison was just saying from Anna Parnell, but I'm looking at, oh my goodness, the Trailblazers. Remember the train going up to Belfast for the condoms?
That's right, yes, and the contraception train.
Oh yes, but it's on page 227 here, I'm looking at it, and the ladies. And they were so young, my God, they were so young. But it is beautifully, it's a beautiful book for a Christmas present. And as I said, I've already bought two.
Yeah.
Well, to the two of you, it's just delicious now. I have to tell you, it's absolutely. And it covers so many different women. And well, I'm going to ask both of you. I'm going to ask you, Clodagh, who's your favourite? What favourite woman? Well, that's a real hard question, but let's get jump into it.
I have to say, the book is beautiful thanks to Mark Dignam, who is our designer. And while I actually think it was an inspired idea. So Alison came to me, and then the two of us sat down, and we had to think, how are we going to whittle it down to 80 women? And then we asked the people of Dublin and the people of everywhere, who do you think should be in it? And we enlisted the help of historians Maeve Casserly and Mary Muldowney and Rowena Walsh, I have to mention those as well, and illustrator Holly Christine Callaghan, to bring together this beautiful book in 5 months. So that was the trick, because we wanted to bring it out.
5 months?
5 months. 5 months from first meeting to publication day. Yes.
I have to kidnap you too. You have to come in here because I normally don't say this, but really, this is probably one of the most exciting interviews I've ever done, and it does.
Go away.
No, seriously, in a sense that it. Because I knew nothing about these women. Alison, I knew nothing. Claudia, I didn't know. Growing up, Alison.
And that is it. Mm. Yeah, That's the reason we did it. Yeah. Exactly. Because, Claudia has an amazing experience and expertise in the area of females who have... And that's why I first got in contact with her, incidentally, on Twitter. And I knew I wanted Claudia because Claudia could realise this dream for me. And yes, it was 5 months. Which shows how hard everyone really worked in it. But, there were women in it that I didn't know of either. And we really do have to thank everyone who engaged with us on this, because we got some great suggestions from the public as well. And when you say that, there were women out there, and there still are to this day, just getting on with amazing work. They'd be known within their own immediate sort of professional community or cultural community or within their family. And more than most good women, they don't take the time to promote themselves. And I think that's a gender difference as well. So we had to do a bit of digging to get some of the information. But it was just, I was so life-affirming, I have to say, as a female myself, to know... to have these amazing role models and bring them to life and bring them to Dubliners and get their stories out there. And we very much took the approach that we want to tell their story. So there's a little bit about, I suppose, their contribution, but also their personal lives and where they sat within that amazing context of Dublin's social, political and cultural milestones over the last 150 years.
Well, I'm going to say, Alison, I couldn't agree more. But Claudia, I'm just wondering, I'm looking at Maeve Binchy here and the books and the layout. And you were saying that a gentleman did the layout and everything. Yeah. And it's absolutely spectacular, but it's a doughty book to have. And just bring it. It's
only your Oxter. Yeah.
Now, let's get down to a little bit of housekeeping, because I actually want you two ladies to come here maybe in about 2 weeks, but I will talk to you after the show. But first of all, let's get down. How can I actually got on the bus and went over to the Four Courts Press and knocked on the door and bought two of the books. But is there anywhere else that they can get it?
Oh, it could be in all good bookshops. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And it's very easy to get. And as you say, Four Courts, if you buy from Four Courts online, you can get a 10% discount, but it's $19.95, and it's a coffee table book, so I think that's quite good value, really. But it's in all the big bookstores in Dublin and elsewhere too, so you'll find it in Hodges Figgis and Dubray and all the bookstores.
Okay, well, as I said, the name of the book is The Keys to the City, honouring the women who made Dublin. And it's absolutely amazing. And I'm going to throw something at you. I'd like you to come in, maybe not next week, but the week after. And again, I will talk to you. And I'm going to get you to pick out some of your favourite women, both of you.
Great.
Because it is just... the word that comes to my head, it's delicious. It's just great.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Fantastic. And I'm stunned by the two of you. Absolutely stunned. I would say go and open that fridge. When the light comes on, take a bow. You're both brilliant. Absolutely fantastic.
So from what a great start to the week.
No, but I've been from secretary to the Dublin Lord Mayors, to theatre producers, to a trade unionist. I am absolute. But I have to say, this wonderful picture. No, it doesn't have the page. I can look at the next page. It's 156. The losses, and it is Back to the Condom Train. And I've seen this picture in the Little Museum of Dublin, going up the stairs. And again, the women are so young, and absolutely so doting. So, Alison, Clodagh, I'm just hoping. As I said, I will talk to you after the show is over, and I hope that you will think about coming in about 2 weeks' time, if that's okay, and we can go into the book more in detail, if that's all right. This is only just an introduction. It's just a taste. And I know what my Christmas presents are for my cousins, the female line. Anyway, that's what they know what they're getting. If they're not listening to this more, and they're getting it one way or another. Alison, thank you very much.
You're a pleasure.
I hope
so. Welcome.
Sorry, I'm just Gilliland. Thank you, them. And Clodagh, thank you, Clodagh Finn, on your remarkable success. It is just extraordinary, and it's been an absolute pleasure. But I will talk to you after the show, and we'll make a date very soon. Bye, ladies. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. Bye. Now.
This is 90.3.
This is Dear FM.